lifted the world when it was submerged within the water of Garbhodaksha, Garbhodak ocean. The universe which we are seeing, it is only half. The other half is filled with water. And in that water is Garbhodakshaya Vishnu lying. So, one demon, Hiranyaksha, he pushed this earthly planet within that water, and Lord Krishna delivered this earthly planet from water in the shape of a boar. So, that auspicious day is today, Varaha Dadashi. This is called Varaha Dadashi. So, on this day, it is better to sing, to glorify the different incarnation of Lord within this universe. The first incarnation is the fish form. So, these prayers were offered by Jayadev Goswami, one Vaishnava poet, advented about 700 years before Lord Chaitanya's appearance. He was a great devotee, and his specific poetry, Gita Govinda, is very famous all over the world. Gita Govinda. Gita Govinda is the subject matter of Krishna playing on flute about Radharani. That is the subject matter of Gita Govinda. So the same poet, Jayadev Goswami, has offered this prayer, Pralaya Paradi Jale Dhita Banasi Vedam. He says, my dear Lord, when there was devastation within this universe, everything was filled with water. At that time, you saved the Vedas stacked in a boat, and you held the boat from being drowned in the water in the shape of a big fish. This fish, first of all, was caught in the water pot, just like a small fish. Then it enlarged, and the fish was kept in a bigger water reservoir. In this way, the fish was increasing. Then the fish informed that devastation is coming. You just save all the Vedas on a boat, and I shall protect it. Jayadev Goswami is offering prayer, my Lord, you saved the Vedas and there was devastation in the shape of fish. The next is a Kurmavata. There was churning of the ocean, and one side all the demigods and one side all the demons, and the churning rod was a great hill called Mandar Parvat, and the resting place was on the back of the Lord and appeared as a tortoise. So he is offering his prayer that you appeared as a tortoise just to become the resting place, and this happened because you were feeling some itching sensation on your back, so you accepted this big rod, Mandar Hill, to itch as an itching instrument. Then the next incarnation is this Varaha, boar or hawk. He delivered this earthly planet by the tusk, and he kept the whole world on his tusk. We can just imagine how big he appeared. And the world at that time appeared just like the moon disk with some marks on it. So, Kesavadhita Varaha Sarira. He says, "My dear Lord, you have appeared as the great boar, so let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you." The fourth incarnation is Nrisimhadev. Nrisimhadev appeared to save Prahlad Maharaj, who was 5 years old boy, and he was being tortured by his atheistic father. And so he appeared from the pillar of the palace as a half man, half lion, because this Hiranyakashipu took benediction from Brahma that he will not be killed by any man or any animal. So the Lord appeared neither man nor animal. This is the difference between the Lord's intelligence and our intelligence. We are thinking that we can cheat the Lord by our intelligence, but the Lord is more intelligent than us. This Hiranyakashipu wanted to cheat Brahma by indirect definition. First of all, he wanted to become immortal. Brahma said, that is not possible, because even I am not immortal. Nobody in this material world is immortal. That is not possible. So Hiranyakashipu, the demons are very intelligent. He thought that roundabout way I shall become immortal. He prayed to Brahma that, "Please give me the benediction that I shall not be killed by any man or any animal." Brahma said, "Yes, that is all right. I shall not be killed in the sky, on the water, or on land." Brahma said, "All right. I shall not be killed by any man-made weapons. That's all right." In this way, he utilized his intelligence in so many ways just to come to the conclusion of being immortal. But the Lord is so cunning that he kept intact all the benediction given by Brahma. Still he was killed. He said that I will not be killed either during daytime or night. Brahma said yes. So he was killed just in the evening, just in the junction of day and night. You cannot say it is day or night. He took the benediction that I shall not be killed in the sky, on the water, on the land. So he was killed on his lap. He took the benediction that I shall not be killed by any man-made or any God-made weapon. that was given, all right. So he was killed by the nails. In this way, all the benediction were kept intact, still he was killed. Similarly, we may make plan, we may make a very advancement in scientific knowledge, but the killing process of nature will be there. Nobody can escape. By our intelligence, we cannot escape the four principles of material existence, means birth, death, old age and disease. We can manufacture many medicines, many weapons, many means, many methods, but you cannot escape these four principles of material existence, however great you may be. And that was proved by Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was one of the stalwart materialistic, and he wanted to live forever, enjoy, but he also could not live. Everything was finished. Then next incarnation is Bhaman, the dwarf. Lord Bhaman appeared before Bali Maharaj. That was also another cheating. Bali Maharaj conquered all the universal planets, and the demigods were too much disturbed. So Bhaman Maharaj, Bhaman then went to Bali Maharaj that, "You give me some alms. I am Brahmin. I have come to beg from you." So Bali Maharaj said, "Yes, I will give you." So he wanted 3 feet land only. So by 1 foot, the whole universe was covered. Upside, and another feet, the other half was covered. Then the third feet, Bali Maharaj said, "Yes, now there is no place. Please keep your feet on my head. Still, my head is there." So Bhamandev was very much pleased by the sacrifice of Bali Maharaj. He gave up everything for the Lord. So he is one of the great authorities. Out of the 12 authorities, Bali Maharaj is one of the authorities because he sacrificed everything to satisfy the Lord. Next is Parashuram. Parashuram, 21 times he made a massacre, propaganda for killing all the Kshatriya kings. The Kshatriya kings were very much dishonest at that time, so he killed them for 21 times. They fled from here and there, and from the history of Mahabharata it is understood at that time some of the Kshatriyas fled and took shelter in the European side, and the Indo-European stock is from those Kshatriyas. That is history, historical information from Mahabharata. And then next incarnation is Lord Rama. So he fought with Ravan, who had 10 heads. And the next incarnation is Balaram. Balaram is the elder brother of Krishna. He is incarnation of Sankarsan, next expansion of Krishna. So he was very white in complexion, and he was wearing blue garments, and with his plow he was angry with Jamuna River, and he tried to dry up the Jamuna River. That description is given here. And Jamuna, out of his fear, he agreed to the proposal of Balaram. And the next incarnation is Lord Buddha. Lord Buddha, he decried the Vedic principles. Therefore, he is calculated as atheist. Anyone who does not agree with the Vedic principles is considered as atheist. Just like one who does not believe in the Bible, they are called heathens. Similarly, those who do not accept the Vedic principle, they are called atheist. So, Lord Buddha, although incarnation of Krishna, he says that I do not believe in Vedas. What was the reason? The reason was to save the poor animals. At that time, people were sacrificing the poor animals under the plea of Vedic sacrifice. So, demonic persons, they want to do something under the protection of authority. Just like a big lawyer takes the protection of the law book and he makes the law unlawful. Similarly, the demons are so intelligent that they take advantage of scriptural injunctions and do all nonsense. So these things are going on. In the name of Vedic sacrifice, they are killing animals like anything. So, Lord became very much compassionate with these poor animals, and he appeared as Lord Buddha, and his philosophy was non-violence. His philosophy was atheist because he said that there is no God. This combination of matter is a manifestation, and you dismantle the material elements, there will be void, and there will be no sense of pleasure and pain. That is the nirvana, ultimate goal of life. That was his philosophy. But actually, his mission was to stop animal killing, to stop the man from so much sinful activities. So Lord Buddha is also prayed here with. So people will be surprised that Lord Buddha is designated as atheist and still the Vaishnava, they are offering their respectful prayers to Lord Vishnu. Why? Because the Vaishnava knows how the God is acting for his different purposes. Others, they do not know. The next avatar incarnation is Kalki, and that is yet to take place. Kalki avatar will appear at the end of this age, Kali Yuga. The age of Kali Yuga, duration of this age, is still to be, fulfilled and 400,000 of years. So, at the end of Kali, that means at the last stage, after about 400,000 of years, the incarnation of Kali will appear. That is predicted in the Vedic literature, as Lord Buddha's appearance was also predicted in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srimad Bhagavatam was compiled 5,000 years ago, and Lord Buddha appeared about 2,500 years ago. Therefore, about Lord Buddha's appearance, it is predicted that at the beginning of Kali Yuga, Lord Buddha will appear. There was prediction, and that has actually come to be true. Similarly, there is prediction about Kalki avatar, and that will also come to be true. So at that time, Lord Kalki's business will be to simply to kill, no instruction. Just like Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna gave instruction in the shape of Bhagavad Gita. But at the end of Kali Yuga, people will be so much degraded that there is no more possibility to give any instruction. They will not be able to understand him. At that time, the only weapon will be to kill them. And one who is killed by the Lord, he also gets salvation. That is God's all-merciful quality. Either he protects or he kills, the result is the same. So, that will be the last stage of this Kali Yuga. And after that, again, Satya Yuga, the age of religiosity will begin. These are the statements of Vedic literature.